Initializing transmission.
Confirmed.
Mbot and
Sbot present.
All awesome in your ears.
Sbot.
Mbot.
We're back.
We're back.
We're both together.
Together. No more solo bot shows.
We had some solo bot shows.
Yeah.
It's been a little while. It feels nice to be here with these new blue walls.
I know. It's blue in here.
Don't give away the whisper.
Oh, shh. Nothing happened.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears.
On
CITR
101.9 FM. It all comes down to who says on, and when we say it at the same time, I guess it's kind of thrown out the window.
We're practicing.
We're just practicing on air.
So I'm Mbot.
Oh, and I'm Sbot, and this is transmission number 41. We're getting up there. We're getting older.
We're getting a bit older. We actually, I think this is the first time in a while where we've actually
we straight up planned a show.
We planned a show. Like, we sat not just for an hour before the show.
Which isn't to say that we don't work hard for that hour leading up to the show when pressure's on.
Every week.
But this time we were like, okay, what are some cool shows we could do? And we made a list, and then we're like, let's do this one and let's get it done tonight. 2 days in advance.
And we did it. And we came into the station, all we had to do was pull the CDs, and it was good. It was nice and relaxing.
It feels nice.
But this being said, it is a sweet show.
It is, yeah. It should be a pretty fun show. Potentially the first show of many like this.
Should we do it? Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait. Let me say the transmission again. This is transmission number 41.
Milkman! Black?
Death.
Sky.
Animal Past.
An artist to song word game poetry project, part one.
Oh, that was totally ridiculous. And made no sense.
And we also practiced that.
I know, we practiced that a lot. That was that's probably what took up the most time.
In the hour before.
So it's Milkman, Black, Death, Sky, Animal Past.
Is the theme.
Is the theme for this evening. Do you want to explain
sure.
What we're doing here?
So, hence the second part of the title, which is an artist to song word game poetry project. What we did was we started with a band. How did we even come up with this band?
No. I think we turned on. Did we not turn on the iTunes DJ
on both of our laptops?
Yeah, and we were like, oh, we both love this band. Let's start with this one.
Yeah, and it had randomized and showed up.
And that's how we discovered that. It didn't make a difference. We're just like, we need a first song and first band,
yeah.
or artist.
And this is also, this artist is, we were thinking of doing a show about, I think it was bands that we hoped we could have seen,
but no longer exist.
And I think this was the band that made us want to do that show.
And I think this is, now reflecting on when we were talking about doing that show, is one of the only bands that hasn't gotten back together.
Yeah, it's
and
true.
Toured
since then.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, we are starting with
Neutral Milk Hotel, which we both love
very much
dearly. The short-lived band. And what we're doing is we're pulling words from either the song name or the artist name. And we had to link them to another artist or song.
Yeah.
That's right?
That's right.
That's what we did.
But I don't think we should tell them what's next.
No. Hold on. No. Let's not give away the surprise.
So we're going to start the show off with Neutral Milk Hotel off of their most amazing album.
Most amazing second full length, In the Airplane, Over the Sea.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to play Two-Headed Boy to start off the show.
Because
we love it.
And who knows what we're going to pull?
I don't know.
One word.
I don't know.
Of all of that will go into another song, an artist.
Animal Past.
that you need is wrapped in gold, silver sleeves left beneath Christmas trees in the snow. I will take you and leave you alone, watching spirals of white softly flow over your eyelids, and all you did will wait until the point when you let go.
Was it gonna come next?
I know. I forgot that it transitions and it was pretty abrupt. I'm sorry about that.
That's fine. We're on it. You're quick at pressing those buttons. I am slow at pressing those buttons.
You weren't that slow.
Oh, I
messed up the computer last time.
Oh yeah, that makes me feel a lot better. Actually,
don't worry about it.
We're better when we screw up together.
It's true, because then we can.
It's always better when we screw up together.
Everything's better when we're together.
Okay, you just heard Neutral Milk Hotel with Two-Headed Boy off of the fabulous In the Airplane Over the Sea. And, we haven't even pulled one yet. Never mind.
Oh,
I'm going to give it all away right there.
Don't.
You.
So, from the name Neutral Milk Hotel, we have pulled the word milk.
Right?
Right, right. Okay. See where we're going here?
Milk.
And then now... we are going to play. Okay, should we also explain how we found the songs? No, is that just funny?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Well, what
it is funny. It's funny in its laziness.
Yeah, pretty much all we did was we picked a word and then typed it into the search engine in iTunes.
Yeah, we just looked for stuff that way.
And then picked our favorite one out of the list.
And we had our both of our laptop. We sat like we were playing Battleship. With like. Mbot's black laptop and my white one, and we were just like, milk. And then we're like, what about this one? Let's hear it. No.
No.
Moving on. And then we come to a consensus. And it worked out pretty well.
It worked out pretty well. So the consensus we came to from Milk was the track Milkman.
Mm-hmm.
From the album
Milkman.
Milkman.
It's a double whammy.
By
Deerhoof.
Deerhoof.
And I don't even think we've played Deerhoof on the show
ever,
before.
Which I find is crazy to me.
It is crazy. They're amazing. The drummer, I saw them play in France. This is a long time ago now. But the drummer is crazy. Like, he just gives it so hard. Comparable to the drummer in Battles.
I was going to be like, is it like the drummer in Battles? Tell him what the cute woman does.
The little Asian woman?
Yeah.
Who, she sounds like she's like 15, but... She is getting on. She is maybe in her 40s, maybe later. But I can't really describe it very well. I have to just do the hand motions. But she just goes,
bing, doink, tike.
And she'll like lift up her arms and then put them to the side in like an adorable little like, I'm cute and I should be animated. And then the drummer just goes nuts. And it makes for a really good collaboration between the two of them in songs.
That is amazing. So that's what's coming up next. So from Neutral Milk Hotel, we are moving to Milkman, a track from Deerhoof.
Nice stuff.
There we go. Du-bye-cole.
CITR is super popular. We've partnered with great local businesses to bring all our friends discounts in their communities. Say you like to kick it in kits. Show your friends of CITR card at Canterbury Tales Secondhand Books, Rufus's Guitar Shop, Prussian Music, The Eatery, Grindhouse Video, Fresh's Best Salsa & Co., Roy Shoes Limited, Vaz Boutique, Sage Natural Wellness, Gumdrops, Spank Shoes, Banyan Books, and the UBC Bike Kitchen, and save. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Well, I wanna be your lover. I wanna be your man. I want you to understand.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
So you just heard Deer Hoof with the track Milkman off of Milkman.
That's my best.
This is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
That's my best Deer Hoof impression. All right. I think we played around with using deer, but it was either too obvious or like nothing at all.
Yeah.
So we
canned
it. And
there was nothing for Hoof.
Yeah, Hoof was a big letdown. So we went with Man. But one of the rules was that it had to be Man straight up. It couldn't be like included in something
right,
else.
Right, like Woman.
Yeah, or like Manifest.
Yeah.
So.
Just like.
So we went with the best one of all, which is the band Man Man, which is it twice.
Also a double whammy.
A super double whammy, Man Man. And this will be a track off of their, I think it's their first album, which was Six Demon Bag, which is a great, it's like a totally crazy album, but it's a good one. And we will hear the track Black Mission Goggles. So we've gone from Man to Man Man, Black Mission Goggles. Here we go.
You're going to do something witty before I...
I have no Man Man impression.
It's fine.
Give me the comedy goo. We'll be right back.
All right. That was Man Man with Black Mission Goggles off of their album Six Demon Bag off of Ace Foo Records. And that was the link from Man and Milkman to Man Man.
Mm, I've never listened to Man Man, but I quite enjoyed that.
You know what? I'm not totally sure. I know there's an album after this that was pretty solid. I think they got signed to Anti, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And then I don't know what they've done since then.
Ah. Yeah. Hmm. It sounds good, though. Sounds very, like, vaudevillian.
What? Definitely. Yeah.
We do an impression of it?
No.
All right. It seemed like you were going to go.
Well, maybe I don't have any more impressions, so maybe I'll do it
all
later.
Right. All right. Sounds good.
That's all I have.
So from the name of that last track, Black Mission Goggles, we are going to pull the word black. Goggles was just non-existent. Mission, surprisingly, also not very much. But black. This is where we're going from there. Yeah. So we are going to play next a track called Black History Month, which is a Death From Above track. But this is off of their Romance, Bloody Romance remixes and B-sides album, which is personally, I think, better than any of their actual albums that they've
Bold.
Put out. Yeah, I'm Bold not actually thing. A really I'm not a huge fan of Death From Above, but this is one of my favorite albums. I do really like it. And the remix or revision, I guess, of Black History Month, this one is the Girl on Girl revision featuring Final Fantasy.
Which is crazy. Who doesn't even exist as Final Fantasy anymore because he's just Owen
Palette. I like
which
that.
Which is way better.
I know.
Final Fantasy seems like too geeky for me.
I know. You didn't like that.
I can't handle the geek.
Can't handle it. So that's what's next. So here we are going from Milk to Man to Black.
Impressive.
I know. Wait. Personally wanted to play Men in Black.
Oh, it was found. It was found on the iTunes. That is a CD that was imported into iTunes and was found, but it didn't make the cut.
No. So Death From Above will have to do. So here it is. Here's Black History Month.
Mew.
Girl on girl.
hold on, children. Your mother and father are leaving. Hold on, children. Your best friends.
Children, you mother and father are leaving. Hold on, children.
See, it's good.
I like that remix.
I know, it's good.
I like it a lot.
It's because, okay, Eswar and I were talking about how he kind of agreed with me not actually really liking Death From Above. And I was saying, but this album is really good. And I feel like you would like other remixes on this album, too.
Maybe. Maybe I'll give it a try.
And they're not all crazy, like... Not like the Justice remix is obviously insane, but some of them are like slow and like nice.
That one sounded nice to me. That would be a good like introduction for me to the album.
Mm. And I feel like you also sort of helped. No, you chose it because you said either the slow one or the one that sounded like it had disco in it.
A little bit disco-y.
This was the disco one.
This is the things I like. I'm getting so old.
Disco.
Oh, disco.
So you just heard Black History Month, the Girl on Girl revision featuring Final Fantasy, and that was off of Death From Above's Romance, Bloody Romance remixes and B-sides album.
Oh, that is a long title.
I know. It is quite
that
long.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Mouthful.
Okay, we're gonna take a little pause, I think.
Oh, yeah, because we're excited about this next thing.
The next thing is recognition to those who donated to our show during our fund drive, which is, you know what, that money could have gone towards painting this station right now, this booth.
Blue.
what color was it even before? We think it was white.
But
it looks, whatever it is, it looks nice.
So it's really short. So
yeah, this is something that I think that we haven't heard it yet, but the station like made. They like recorded these, so it won't even be us talking and thanking people.
They made one for every single show to thank all the individual donors on the shows that they specifically donated to.
Which is very nice of them.
All right, so here it is.
Thank you to the following 2009 CITR Fund Drive donors who donated during All Awesome in Your Ears. Thanks to Luting, John, and Mark.
Three, apparently.
That's it?
Yeah, that was it.
Wait. Oh, okay.
Wait. Who's Mark?
Mark is one of the people who donated. Of Eva and Mark.
Ah.
Yes.
I feel like there are people we missed there, like your mom and dad.
Exactly. I also was...
Mine were there. Luting and John were there.
That is absolute horse crap. I'm going to say thank you to Diana Inui and Greg Inui. Maybe, you know what? Maybe the fact that I put up the cash and I got paid back for it.
That's probably
why. Was probably what happened. And they didn't want to say my name on air.
Thank you to S-Bot for donating to his own show.
And claiming it was from his parents.
Ah, yes. That was fun. I want to do it again almost.
Even though it was a stranger's voice. It was still nice. Let's do it again. One more time.
Okay, we're going to do it again. And then you just add in your parents at the end. Ready?
It was only first name though, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you to the following 2009 CITR Fund Drive donors who donated during All Awesome in Your Ears. Thanks to Luting, John, and Mark.
Mom, Dad. I didn't add an N because neither does he. All commas.
Oh, I feel like we're really silly today. Like, I don't even know.
Oh, it's fine. We're back. It was lonely.
It was really lonely.
And then we were preempted for a show as well.
Mm-hmm. And so. Then we did we re-aired the Sasquatch show.
That's right.
So we could podcast it.
That's right.
By the way, you can get all of our podcasts if you go to the CITR website, but also our Facebook group, which is just, if you just type in All Awesome in Your Ears into Facebook,
you will find
we almost have 200 fans.
Can you believe it?
I know. Thanks, guys.
You are potentially one of 200 other people listening, or one of 199 other people listening to the show right now, or maybe not, or maybe you can still join our Facebook group.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we put up our track listings and podcasts up there as well.
Can fans write things?
Yeah.
If you guys have any comments or like recommendations for the show, please feel free as well.
Mm-hmm. But if it's bad, if it's like negative, we'll probably
kick you off
or delete it.
I don't even know how to do those things.
I do it.
I might just badmouth you on the page.
M-Bot does it.
Like most electronic things here. All right, up next. Okay, yeah, that was Death From Above with the remix of Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
From that we took Death from Death From Above. I think we tried the other ones. There's other good ones, but we thought we could do something fun with Death. Though, surprisingly, not that many things with Death, I remember.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It was shocking.
Mm-hmm. This was actually, like, Sometimes there just wasn't a lot to choose from. Yeah. But I mean, it's our library, so...
That's right.
They're going to be good.
I get, yeah. And for whatever reason, Death didn't have as many hits.
Mm.
Maybe Dead is more popular. But from Death, we pulled a song called The Birth and Death of the Day, which is by Explosions in the Sky.
Oh.
We thought this would be like a nice break in the show, too, because I don't think there's no vocals in it, eh?
I don't know.
All instrumental, yeah. And this is off of their album, All of a Sudden I Miss Everyone.
Oh, such a good album. Honestly, it's one of my... It's... Yeah.
It's up there.
It's up there. It's up there for sure. And this one doesn't have it, but I remember when I was working at... Or had a show on CFUV, and they had this album in, but it was a double album, and there was two sides to it for some reason.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but this one is just this one. I don't know what it was.
Weirdo.
Anyways, yep.
Okay. So enjoy The Birth and Death of the Day. Get out of there.
I pulled us out a little early.
We're running behind.
We knew we were.
We probably won't get to an entire song. But that's okay, because there's no end to the show. It's just another word.
It's true.
It's the way the show goes. That was just Explosions in the Sky with the song The Birth and Death of the Day, off of the album All of a Sudden I Miss Everyone.
And from Explosions in the Sky, we pulled the word sky.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play a new Animal Collective for you.
Hey!
Yay! Feels good. This is off of their latest EP, Fall Be Kind. And the track is What Would I Want?
Sky. I got to make a note.
Make the note.
Pretty sure when they had the list of like people who donated to the show, Lindsay was not included. It just occurred to me recently.
Should we play it again?
Let me add them all.
Okay.
This is important. Thank you, everyone who donated.
All right. I'm playing it again.
Okay. I'll do my best impression of his voice.
Thank you to the following 2009 CITR Fund Drive donors who donated during All Awesome in Your Ears. Thanks to Luting, John, and Mark.
Mom, Dad, and Lindsay. I didn't hear that there was an and before.
He said and.
I totally gapped out on the and. Now that's everybody.
That's everybody.
Thank you.
Wait, are you not going to think the other half of Mark? Do we already think?
Oh, and Eva. She was mentioned, but...
No, she wasn't. It was just Mark.
Oh. I thought I said her name earlier.
You did.
Of Eva.
But Mark. You didn't include it in the list.
Oh. I may have also said it off air when we were listening to a song. Thank you also to Eva. Mark is not Mark standalone. It's Mark and Eva together as a team. They got an umbrella and they won our CD.
They did. They won our CD.
They won the compilation CD. So thank you very much.
One track pulled from each one of our transmissions. At the time, 34.
At the time, 34. Now we're up to 41.
41.
Can you even believe it? Okay.
Okay. So Animal Collective, I already introduced it.
What would I want?
Sky. I wanted to whisper it because apparently we whisper a lot today. Okay. Sky.
Thank you.
Such a good track.
That is a great track. The whole EP is very good. I feel like I was just saying the M-Bot. It's as solid as any of their like later outputs in terms of albums, like Strawberry Jam and Merryweather Post Pavilion.
Oh, I just like, I think that's my favorite track off of the album. Even though, which was the one we played with the pan flute? Oh man, what's that
called? I can't remember what it's called for some reason.
It has pan flute in it. Oh, I can't find it. This doesn't tell me nothing. Was it called Grays?
No.
Was it called Bleed?
Oh, it's called Craze. Sorry.
No, it's not Craze. It's Graze. Like you're grazing.
Oh, you're right. I misread that. Graze.
Sometimes
Graze.
G's look like C's. It's okay.
It's true. They look very similar.
So that was Animal Collective with What Would I Want? Sky. From Fall Be Kind. And even though this song is way longer than the time we actually have, let's just start it anyways.
It'll give Maxwell the time to
get settled.
Get set up.
And after you introduce what the last one is, we should probably explain our title now that we've done the show.
Oh yeah, no kidding. So we took Animal from Animal Collective and we put it right into the track. Wait. Oh yeah. The track The Past Is a Grotesque Animal by Of Montreal, from the album Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer?
Mm-hmm. And I guess we'll have to close off with that one.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have to close off with that one, which means that our title didn't totally make sense.
Yes. So what our title was just the words that we chose. I don't know if you noticed that.
But we kind of performed them a bit. And it was going to. It was supposed to be
Animal Past,
but we didn't get to Past.
Past.
But it would have been, we would have been pulling Past out of the title. The Past is a Grotesque Animal.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
And it was going to be the Shins.
It was going to be the Shins with The Past Impending, which would have been, I feel like, a great close to the show of a band that no longer exists. Oh, I did see them. I saw them. So, forget
that
it.
Doesn't
they
count.
They won't be included in that show.
So to review, the show was Milk, Man, Black, Death, Sky, Animal. Not Past. So Maxwell just got here. So you guys can stay tuned, actually, because Mondo Trash is coming up next. And following that is Transcendence with DJ Smiley Mike. And we'll leave you guys with this track.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Sweet. And this is Of Montreal, and The Past is a Grotesque Animal.
Festival, discussing story of the eye.